Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC Studios, here in the city of Plano, Texas. I'm going to just kind of do a little apology to you guys. Earlier we had a little somewhat of a, just probably a glitch in the system. No worries, but we're going to move forward here at HNLC Studios for all of who are joining us and being a part of this program tonight with the man of God, Evangelist Alan Carter. For those who are calling in, we got a call-in number that you can call in to. It's going to be 515-602-9738. Now, most of you who actually went to my Ellis Charles Facebook, that's also a link from the BTR station, which is Blog Talk Radio Station. Just click that link. You don't have to go through the challenges, the changes, or trying to find out how you need to get into the station. That'll bring you right in to where you are. But we're not going to delay the time. We're going to get the man of God in here, Evangelist Alan Carter. And we're going to open up the word. We're going to see what's going on here at HNLC Student. Evangelist, we're with us. Let's go ahead and get ourselves moving.
Amen. You there?
Yeah, you on the air, man of God. You got to push.
Thank God. This is Evangelist Alan Carter. With my wife and Ned Carter for Praying Hands Ministry. I thank God for going to join us on tonight. Dr. Charles Ellis and his wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, Harvest New Life International Church, Plano, Texas. We thank God for going to join us on tonight. One is good and could not. We thank God we'll go move forward and be prayerful for with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Most of you guys are coming in through actually cell phones. If you don't have a studio mic, sometimes you might hear a call just a little muffled, but never mind that. We're going to push forward. Just give us a tentative ear, as you guys get prepared to get your pens and your pencils and get yourself in position to hear what the kingdom of God is speaking through this evangelist here at HNLC Studios. Got quite a few callers on the line today. Want to just take time to thank my international teams that's with us out in the area of Africa. Most of those who are out in the Haiti area, we know about the situation in Haiti. We've been praying about them, the president's situation. So that's really something serious that's been going on. A lot of these people are not coming in through the line to what we call our natural phone call. We thank for the ones who are actually calling into the studio. But this station runs international for those who just want to stay anonymous and just want to hear what the Word of God has to say. That's coming from the kingdom of God. That's why you hit that link in the program, which you go to my Ellis Charles studio under Evangelist Alan Carter. Just tap that link, and that should bring you guys right into the studio. Man of God, you want us to open up with prayer? You want to go ahead and get us moving here? Or you want me to kind of shuffle a little bit?
You go ahead,
Father God, it's always a blessing as we go forth and hear what you have to say that's coming from the kingdom of God. Lord, we just declare word, the decree, word of all those who have an ear to hear that's coming for your kingdom. Lord, we ask you to bless them. Let the word flow through the mighty. Let it just be a generated word, yes, Father God, that'll shake them to the point to get them to realize and understand the time and season that we're in, Father God. We don't need to have any kind of a play in between, but we need to tighten up the work and move forward as God continue to give us revelation and information from the kingdom and how we should command in our lives and be here on earth, here in the time that we're living in here at HNLC Studios. Man of God, what's on your heart tonight? What's on your heart tonight?
I thank God for another day. Another day.
Amen.
We all never seen before. Thank
Amen.
God
wow.
to bless us and woke us up this morning, closing
yes.
our right mind. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God
yes.
for the saints of God. How many of them
can
say truly that they thank God for another day?
Yes.
Don't even give God
yes.
the glory that he deserves.
Amen.
He didn't have
Amen.
To do it. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did
Amen.
Anyway. He saw fit
Hallelujah.
For us to live to see another day.
Wow.
I thank God, I would say, Lord, you bless my eyes to open up. I thank you for all the activities of my limbs, because without the Lord, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And when none of this be possible, we can speak or talk, to be able to witness to others, be able to pray for one another. Amen. So in all things, we got to do what? Give thanks. Amen.
Wow. Yeah, and then sometimes you don't want to get too, but you know, just keep our family in our prayer, the Ellis family, keep us lifted up in prayer as we continue to go forth in some of the things that God has set in our place to make sure that we trust in him through the process. But, you know, it's like the evangelist said, you know, the love for God and just waking up every morning and just giving him, you know, sometimes you just don't have to have some kind of prayer that you pray that it seems fitable to him. You know, God already knows your heart. He already knows the plan. He already knows the plan. He already knows the thought you have for you, which is a good plan. And what he really wants you to do is just pour your heart out to him and say, Lord, you know, I thank you for this opportunity, even in the midst of the night when I raise up to go to relieve myself, whatever it may be. Father God, I just didn't have that opportunity. My mind is functioning. My limbs are functioning. You know, all extraordinary things you're doing for me, even in my household, when you put the angels around me, rolling, moving up and down, even when I'm asleep, all unseen and seen danger that they actually putting the hedge of protection around me as I continue to sleep and slumber through the midst of the night, knowing and praying that your plan is still in the divide in a really visionary area that he says the plan, the thoughts, you know, that I have for you, good plans, not of evil. So he's really orchestrating, even in the midst of the night when you're sleeping, he's planning. And he's planning and he's giving you the provision, not through just the physical, but the spiritual things that you need as you rise up in the morning. He already has, you know, your plan in place for you because he knows that plan. And when you give him the glory, you give him the praise, God is saying, you know, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to head off your life this morning, because if it wasn't for me in your life, there's no way that I probably could have done the work that I'm doing through you. Y'all excuse that call right there. But I want to let you guys know that, you know, when we look at this process and we talk about, you know, the blessings that God has in us, and most of us, we see the just the familiar scripture in the book of Corinthians in that 13th chapter. You know, he says it different in the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, in the King James Version. He says it plainly, though I speak with the tongue of man, and I really want you to understand that part. That means man and women. To the point that no man speaks of or to God but by the Holy Spirit. So when you come to the area of 1 Corinthians and you look at the 13th verse in the first chapter, he say, if I can speak. Now this is what he said. He said, if I can speak in tongues of men. This is what I want you to see here. Even angels, but I have not the L-O-V-E. This is the very thing.
Love.
That can push you in the position that you need to be to receive everything that Proverbs 10 and 22 said, everything he says over in the book of Isaiah 55 and 11, the word that proceeds. God said his word is not a word that he shall lie, not a son of a man that he should have to repent. We as man and woman, God, has been representatives of the kingdom, according to the word in the first John, well, the book of John. In that 13th chapter, hear me say this all the time. In that 34th verse, he said, love them as I have loved you. Now, he comes back in the 35th verse, and he said, that all men may know that you are my disciple. But if you go on and look at the process in this particular area in the 13th verse, see, that reasoning, look what he said, intentional spiritual devotion, such as inspired by God. That means there's no kind of way that you can receive any kind of inspiring word from God unless you have the LOV as your platform. That's got to be the foundation. You got to have the foundation of love. Anything that's coming out of you, opposite of that, the word of God says it's like a sounding brass, a tingling cymbal. In other words, you're just talking loud and you ain't even saying nothing.
Nothing.
Those men and women, God, look at you as if you speak some words of elegancy and precision, and it sounds good to the ears of the people, but the heart is not what it's supposed to be. Even as he said in the second verse, though I may have the gift of prophecy, and I can understand all the mysteries, look what he says over in the Amplified Edition. If I have prophetic power, the gift of interpreting divine will and purpose. Listen how he's saying this, because he's taking you back over to verse 1. These things cannot be accomplished even the understanding the secret truths of the mysteries and possessing knowledge, my whole foundation lays on L-O-V-E. If I don't have that, he goes back and tell you, I'm just a tingling cymbal and a sounding brass. I'm just making a lot of noise. I have nothing. Though I bestow, as he says in the third verse, all goods to feed. Now, this is a very example about the rich man. Most people who read the rich man's story from an educational and a theological point of view, not through the spirit, it gives a representation how the word of God declared that he's a provision and he's a provider. I shall provide all your needs according to my riches. How do I receive? What is the seed? What is the key to God's gifts in my life? L-O-V-E. What is the key to God's understanding his mysteries? L-O-V-E. The prophetic power that most want to possess or understanding the secrets of truth. As the word of God says in 1 Corinthians in that second chapter, eyes have not, ears have not, neither has it entered in. To the man only knows the things that, come on, evangelist. That's what he sees. He tells you straight out. Nothing can move outside the purpose if you don't incorporate Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Most of us understand and look at it, but the biggest thing that we all sometimes have a problem with is L-O-V-E.
Yes, love, coming under,
you know, and I got to say this, you know, and I got to say this not to be, you know, anywhere critical to anybody, but in order to receive a full gifting of the Holy Spirit in your life, you must learn how to follow protocol in the kingdom of God. No man or woman is an island. Everything according to Ephesians 4 is unified.
Yes.
It's not that what he say, these say, they say. It's what the Holy Spirit has given you. Like me as a person in my position, I have people over me. I have people over me that even though they're my fathers and they're actually my teachers in the ministry, I still listen to the submission of their authority. Whenever you divide authority into competition to the point you feel that you don't have to deal with the submission or the what we call the respect of someone who helps you to move forward, is going to be a problem. You become an island. This is what we have when we become ununified in the body of Christ. The word of God makes it like this. He said, if any man or woman think of him or herself as being, you know, it goes back to Corinthians. You're just making sound. You got your own way, the way you want to do things, but the Holy Spirit never works in separation. It's always unified. Alan's a sport man. I'm a sport man. I mean, there are corporate people who understand the chain of the ladder. You know, they always tell the old story that, you know, whatever from the head, it trickles down. You know, and that's what Aaron's word is. The oil, the anointing flows the top of Aaron's head down his garment, down his beard, down his garment, down to his feet. Totally saturated with the love and understanding what the kingdom of God is speaking to us in the time and season of who we're in. If you're going to be a kingdom representative, you cannot come a part of any team or anyone. Now, I get this from my apostle Oscar Walker. He said, you got to keep the main thing, the main thing. You got to understand that your gift, your anointing, your grace is all based on the love of the laws of the kingdom. That's Galatians 5 and 14. He says all the law of the kingdom is all based on love. Now, when you talk about incorporating the gifts of the Spirit, just the gifts, the word of God makes it very clear when you look at the book of Galatians. Most of you can turn if you don't. And I don't like to quote a lot of things off the top of my head because I like people to follow me in terms of what I'm saying, because everybody's not, you know, they're not as quick and swift you know, as 30-year vets have in them. They can pull things out of, I could pull, as they say, out of a rabbit out of my hat. Where did you get that from? It's in the Word. You stay in it long enough, you find out that there's things that God will put in your tank and he'll pull it out when he needs to pull it out. But one of the things he's pulling out now is dealing with the foundation of not being just a person who sounds good with words and information to amuse crowds or look for a position to upgrade yourself in the position of people. Listen to what he says. The Word of God says, every one of these gifts, according to Galatians chapter 5, he makes it very clear in the 22nd verse, 5 and 22. But the fruits of the Spirit, look at the first one he says, love. Go back to 1 Corinthians, look at that particular area in the 13th chapter, the first verse, what did he say? You can't possess anything unless you understand the love. And the, you can't even unravel the mysteries or the possessions of the kingdom of God unless you understand love. Love is going to follow the joy. Whenever you love somebody, it's like a marriage. You know, though we go through the ups and downs and trips and problems it may be, and that's everybody, but through the all in all, you hear when they say, well, it's my anniversary. Joy that God took us through another trying year with the help of him. The Bible says peace. The Bible said, I give that unto you. Long suffering is just a part of the work we do. No man is free from that. Gentleness comes with the first three. I can have gentleness and I can talk to people a little bit more settled when I understand my mind in a position that it's in as being a kingdom representative. But when I'm all out of shape and I miss the first category, I miss the love, then I can't jump to the joy, because without love, I can't have joy. If I ain't got love and joy, I can't have peace. If I can't have love, joy, and peace, then the things I go through, which is love, joy, and peace, will help me go through the long-suffering. And when I understand how to get through the long-suffering with love, joy, and peace, then the gentleness is there. Because you know what? I can be so calm that I can have goodness, and then I can believe in the faith that God has bestowed upon my life. That even though I may go through trials, but in the midst of me moving forward, God says, as a representative, you as been a kingdom representative, people need to see the meekness on you. And they need to see the temperance on you. And the Word of God says, those two things against such, there is no law. There is no law. So when we talk about the blessings of the Lord, which make you and I rich, and it doesn't categorize anyone, anybody. It ain't because I'm an apostle. Listen to me. It ain't because I'm a prophet. It ain't because I'm a pastor. It has nothing to do with the fivefold. You can't even enter into the fivefold category unless you incorporate the nine gifts of the nine the nine fruits of the nine spirit of the nine gifts of the Spirit. There's no way you can separate the two.
Right.
Very clear. This is the time we're living in, when ministry now has become more political than spiritual. People are more involved in the political part. It becomes more of a scandal about certain parties of people, the Democrats and the Republicans. It's no more about just the love of Christ who can do all things in my life. The Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ.
What strength is
His strength, not my strength, His strength. So whenever I'm going through tedious times and subvert issues and situations in my life, and I seem to understand, saying, Lord, what are you doing? If I could just be like Ruth and just glean at your feet, just for the time that I'm going through, I believe everything will be all right. Y'all know the story. I got a feeling everything. Y'all know the song. Come on. Got a feeling.
Got a feeling.
Everything. Yeah. That's what you got. That's the song in your heart when you're going through tribulations. But the molding and the making and the grinding and the carving causes you to understand in the midst of those stressful times, you got to believe and trust that's a part of the suffering. And part of long suffering, it brings the gentleness. See, you ever seen a person sometimes I listen to, you know, I want to put the Carter family on spot, but sometimes when I'm talking to Alan, I hear little Skylar back there cutting up. You're getting loose. Now, she's just a normal, typical young girl. That's what she's supposed to do. But if he never, and I hear Alan say, Skylar, behave. And Skylar, sometimes you say, Skylar, behave. And sometimes Mama Carter come in, and she got to tap her a little bit. And when he tap her a little bit, when she tap her a little bit, it brings authority in position to let her know, in your life, as a young lady growing, there are going to be things that you have to submit to in order to gain the upper level of where you're going. Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
We all got to come to a point of understanding our submission in life in order to gain area what God has called us to, the upper room. We want to be able to go farther than where we are. We can never stay level. The ministry and what you do is constantly elevating. It's constantly elevating, taking through trials, tests, events, circumstances, and situations on a daily basis. And I think we talked about that this morning on one of my shows. Yea, though I walk through
the valley.
Yeah, it's always going to be a valley. Come on. Because your mindset is understanding that the word of God says, and what is it, Psalm 46, Alan? Was it that he's a very present?
Present help in the present time.
I mean, on the spot.
Yeah.
The Bible says, whoever what calls on me.
Call.
The old song said, you remember the old song, I'll be there. You know, I'll be there. But when you understand the process of this gifting that God has bestowed upon me and you, not from men's elevation in language and information. Sometimes, and most of the times, you got to know who you are when you're approaching your opponent. You got to know who you are when the enemy is looking at you and you're looking for validation to push you up. No, I'm already an automatic. I don't need the standards of anybody to make me look good, because if I can't go into the battle with confidence and understanding that I'm more, as I heard the woman of God, Minister Renee Ellis say, that I'm more than a conqueror. And you guys, she specified that, because the name conqueror is designed to not to fail. You can't go into something knowing that it's the crowd that amuse you, the people that promote you, you'll lose it.
You become
more for them than it is of Christ. Let me read again so we can really get an illustration of what the Word of God is saying right there. Though I speak with the tongue of a man and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. Listen how he says this. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. Listen how he's telling you this. That's what he's telling you. You can't do nothing but by the Holy Spirit. Paul brings it back over in the area of 1 Corinthians. You look at 1 Corinthians, if you're there and you understand 1 Corinthians, Paul makes a very strong word in the book of 1 Corinthians about the authority that's already been given to you, which a word that's already been written. Paul says, for it has been written in the book of 2 Corinthians, in that particular, that ninth verse in the second chapter. He said, for it has written, but it has written that eyes have not, ears have not, neither has entered in. Come on, man.
And to the heart of them that love me.
That's the word, love. But he puts men's conversation and knowledge on the forefront. It attests to say who you're going to believe.
Yep,
that piece says, who you going to believe.
That's
why Isaiah 53 tells you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand who you are and whose you are when you're going into a battle. That means when the Word of God says there can be no weapon formed against you, has to do with the faith and wisdom and the gift of understanding that who God gave to you, and not from the validation of man or people. You got to know who you are. The Word of God declares that in the Amplified Edition, in that 1 Corinthians, in that particular second chapter, in that particular 10th verse, he said, yet to us, God has unveiled. Listen to what he's saying. He's unveiled and revealed. That means unveiling means he's now opened your eyes once you have come in collaboration with the Spirit of God. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom
of God.
Of God.
And all his virtues. And all his righteousness should be added unto you.
You don't lack nothing. Because you know what? That's the Philippians 1:6. Because he the one begun the work in you. He the one called you into the battle. And he knows the plan, according to Jeremiah 29:11, that he has for you. He never told you you're going to fail. He says a good plan, not an evil. But expected future. So when he tells you that your eyes have now been opened, unveiled, and revealed by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, look what it does, not you, that when I come and understand Matthew 6:33, I come to a seeking and searching part, diligently exploring and examining everything, even the sounding and profound and bottomless, come on somebody, things of God, the divine counsel and things hidden and beyond man's sanity. That's how I mess you up. That's why no man knows the things of the Spirit. Because the only way you can receive the words of the Spirit is what he tells you in Matthew. Get in your closet. Get in your secret place. Pray.
Yes.
Privately. You don't have to be in a group of people. You don't have to be. You don't have to. See, the Pharisees wanted to be known before people. That was their whole style and persona, according to the book of Matthew. You look at this Matthew chapter 15. He makes it clear that these men, which is called the Pharisees, you know, they want to be known before people. In other words, they make claims and they make bars higher than me and you can reach. In other words, they make laws and rules and regulations in place through their traditions and their commands. And they tell us the only way we can be successful in what we do unless we're validated by them. That the devil is. The Bible is giving me the power and authority through the Holy Spirit to conquer, shut down, rule, and reign. Ephesians 1:21, fall against all. Now, he didn't say to come against the human being. He said against the princes and powers. The spirits. Because we as man, woman, God, we'll go through our challenges and changes in life. Regardless of our faith. Listen to me. Regardless of our faith. Because our faith is what's going to push us through whatever proclivity we're dealing with.
Come on now.
So when he tells you that Jesus and the scribes, and it says in the 15th verse, came to Jesus, and the Bible said they put a traditional word on him. The Bible says, why do your disciples, look what it says, they transgress the tradition of, that's elder, they talking about a man. So that's what Peter says. Okay, well, who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe God or are we going to believe man?
The Lord.
The elders has put positions and laws in place by the washing of the hands and the eating of bread. Y'all understand what I'm saying there?
Yes.
The power of God, the revelation of God, the illumination. Man, I dare you declare that on your life. That whatever it may be that's causing you to feel opposite what God already declared in your life, you got to be able to speak it and call it in position. The knowing understand there is no weapon.
It's formed.
It can't be formed.
Against you shall
be designed. Come on. It can't even be engineered. That means conjuring up. What is that? What is that? Isaiah 54:16. The blacksmith, the creator of the instruments of destruction. But he comes back in the 17th verse, say, I'm prohibiting him to even use that against you because you are now mine. Because I have told you in 55:11 that I spoke a word in and over your life. I take you back to Isaiah 55 and I roll you back to the 8th verse and I tell you my ways, your ways. My thoughts, your thoughts. My plans, Jeremiah 29:11, your plans. There's a distance to the, what the Word of God declares, according to 1 Corinthians, that these things can only be revealed through the Spirit. That's the only way you can acknowledge the fact that what the gift and what God has in your life. But when a man or woman ways pleases God, the Bible says, then the giftings are being made room for you when you understand protocol, when you understand your assignment. As I heard my apostle out there in Houston, Texas, turning 79 years old at the end of this month, been with me for years. Apostle Walker been in my life for close to almost 20 years. Knew my daughter before she was even born. Been with me all this time, teaching me and training me the ways of the kingdom. Educating me, man of God like Bishop Raymond Johnson. People of authority and people of precision, teaching and understanding. This is how comfortable I am. Learning from those who have more spiritual wisdom and knowledge than me. You always got to find something that's higher than you. They take you to a higher level, and then you go higher than that. Never plaster yourself and settle for scraps.
Come on.
If they rejected you when you wasn't nothing, they rejected you when you are something. Did I say something to somebody? They didn't accept you when you wasn't a minister, a preacher, or a pastor, or a teacher. And now all of a sudden, their eyes are open to you. That's usually the way it is, ain't it? That's why Corinthians says what it says. He speaks in a position in the book of Corinthians, and he lets you know in that particular area of that particular chapter, and he says over in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, look here, though I speak with the tongue of a man, of an angel, and have not charity, which is love, I am now become a sounding. What did he just say there? If you're a man that's taught to someone who's teaching you, you all might want to, you know, see, I go back and talk to the people who helped me get to where I'm getting. I never roll over them. I'm always constantly coming in to collaboration with my overseers about everything and anything I do. Because I have to have guidance, even at my age. Because the more I increase, the more they increase, the more I decrease. Because they're giving me information to help me increase in where I'm going. So I talk to Bishop Raymond Johnson, wisdom. Apostle Oscar Walker, wisdom. Apostle Von Peaks, wisdom. Apostle Willie Tolbert, wisdom. These men are well off in their 70s and 80s. And they've been pushing this stuff since they were 15, 16 years old. Now, what more better than going with the laws of somebody who can do that for you? And then letting somebody just pull you in somewhere who makes you feel good because they want to give you a chance at something. Now, I don't want that. I want to know. When I'm going into a battle, I want to know how I'm going to conquer my enemy. I want to know all the secret things that's on him or her when it comes into battle, because I'm going to hit you where it hurts. Because my job is to knock you out because I know I got a lot of stuff coming at me, and I ain't got time to play with you. So either I'm going to kick you to the curb. I think that's evangelist word right there. Leave that one alone.
Evangelist word, to the curb.
Yes, that's what he tells me. Come on, evangelist.
If it ain't in the words, you kick it to the curb. You can't add nor can you subtract. Some people will tell you, such as this, such as that. Then when you say, let's go to the word. Then when you don't see it in the word, what's the first thing you tell them? If it ain't in the word, then you have to kick it to the curb. You can't add no thing you subtract to God's word.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah,
so
that's
that's biblical. See, people, they add their own and they subtract their own. You see, that's why you have to know it for yourself. If you don't know it for yourself, then you're lost. You see, so that's why each one teach one. Teach you where they can reach you. Amen.
I love Alan saying.
But I'm going to say this before we get off the air. I'm prophesying to you, Dr. Ellis, not too many hours since you get ready to have your miracle, your blessing that you've been asking the Lord for. Amen.
It's already moving. And it's moving in the midst of a storm.
There you go.
Let me put it, it's moving in the midst of what seems to be a storm.
Yes, yes.
The Bible says this situation ain't unto death. That's the Holy Spirit when I spoke last night. I think he led me into a place of when I was being a little disturbed about some things in the family.
He
brought me in a place of worship. And that's sometimes all that God requires of you. When you don't understand, you don't know, he said, just worship. And he said, what did he say? For those who what?
Worship in the spirit and in truth.
Spiritual
and in truth.
You gotta understand the first law of the spirit, which is love. You can't enter into God's you can't enter into no ground perplexed, not knowing and unaware. You know, it was something, and I know we're about to go out of here. It was something that my mother told me, and it came back to me, and she said here, she said, be careful when you entertain. She said, be careful pitch you entertain. Every opportunity is an opportunity. Sometimes they just want to see where you ought to decrease you.
There you go.
To see where your knowledge is. You know how they do in the game. Mm-hmm. They try to find out. They scout people to scout you out. So this is why you got to go back and kill people. You know, they want to see, okay, well, let's bring them before. No, you ain't bringing me before nobody.
Unless
I pray on it. And as I seek my seniors who have helped me to this point to get there, to understand what it is that's going on. Al, well, how did you say that, Al? If they never was for you, still ain't gonna be with you.
There you go. Everybody come with you, can't go with you.
The Bible says, behold, I will do what? He didn't say old thing. He said, I will do a new
thing.
Shall you not know it?
Come on now. Come on, say it.
Sometimes the position of what you are and what you're doing doesn't cause you to leave the flock of God.
No, my Lord. My Lord.
Helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Holy Spirit revealing this to me? Because even as I go through the challenges of what's going on, it reminds me of the word of God who tells me that a prophet is never honored in his own town or own country among his own people. He constantly tells me that. Don't be bewildered or don't be behooved about the things that now approach you, but it's all to the point to strengthen you into what you
My Lord.
You're more, did I say it, Alan? Than what? A conqueror.
For those who are in
Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's a way that seems right. From a fleshly point of view. But the end, my wife preaches a message, and I don't want to hold you too long, but my wife preaches a message, and she tells me that wide is a path and narrow is a gate. But she said, to what we're going, Apostle, many don't want to go over there. Now, notice how she told me this a while back. She said, many will feed off of your tree to promote themselves in areas that they always wanted to go to.
Come on,
she said, watch and you will see. Mm-hmm. Those who really want to go the path of the narrow. It's like, we can go back to singing groups. Jackson 5, Ohio Players. You know what I'm saying? Peebo Bryson. All these men that got wind up in the world. Because they started with groups. They were rough with the Temptations. You know, we know all these guys. What happened to them? Their egos got in the way of their unity. They branched off, and when they branched off, what seemed to be successful, they fail on their own with none of their helpers around them to promote them and give them a helping hand to where they were going because they sought something for their own opportunity. My mother always told me, you be careful. Guilty by association. Now, Al says this all the time. Everybody, say it, how you say it, Al? Everybody went.
Come with you. Can't go with you. Because you're on a different level than what they're going to be on.
It comes a time when the Word of God say, I got to teach you how to separate the wheat from the tare.
Come on now.
He said, because I'm the one who's going to separate it. The obedient, the less unfortunate in the eyesight of men is the greater. But when we come back and deal with this particular area about this rich man, there was people who he helped at the gate. His maids came out and fed them. But he sat there eating on his turkey legs while most of the people died away. He didn't have enough money to take care of their people. But the time came for departure. I believe Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, and he was begging for a tip of water, just to put his hand in it, just to touch the tip of his tongue. Can I warn my brothers? He said no.
Yeah.
Because if they don't hear the prophets up there now, then they'll be right here with you. And that's the word of Revelation in this day and time. He who has an ear, let him hear. What the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Man of God, come on. I want you to have these last words and get us out of here.
Well, I thank God for the word Dr. Ellis taught us on tonight. It was very inspiring. I hope it reached a lot of hearts. I hope a lot of people receive what you were saying, because I have. And I just want to thank God for you, Dr. Ellis, and your wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, and Minister Renee. Ellis, I thank God for Apostle David Leitner. So we give God the glory, for all the stuff. So, amen. Back over to you, Dr. Ellis, and the Prayer Hands Ministry team.
Amen. I always stick with my top three. That's my top three. I always stick with my top three. And I say the top three, I'd say with my top three. There's a lot of people that's on this chain that's pulling on me. But I only speak with my top three. In other words, when I'm going into a battle, I only go in with my hitters. Yes. I don't go in with separators, and I'm not afraid to say that. I go with my mains when I'm coming to a battle. Because when I'm on a battlefield, I want to know if my people who are with me got my back, and they're not going to shoot me in my back based on a decision, not based on what seems to bring conflict in the group. I can't have dissension in my ranks. I can't have it.
Come on now.
So it's always Praying Hands Ministry. It's always the little one. It's always 18OC Ministries. Always.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to say that because I call it like I see it. That's my main three. And everybody else is with me, they are fine. My leaders, they are fine. Dr. Von Peek, Daryl Wilson, Bishop Raymond Johnson, Pastor Tolbert, Oswald Walker. I never revert outside of what the chambers and what God has given me, despite of whatever it may be. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this time, this moment. In the mighty and maximus name of Jesus Christ, we declare that every man and woman of God on the line tonight receive an engraftation through and by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we command in the name of Jesus that it be no weapons formed against them. No weapons formed against them, any shape, any form, and any fashion. Lord, we declare that you go into their households. We ask you to move up, down, all around, convicting the rest. Bless their finances, bless their health, bless their strength, bless their minds, bless their families. Bless everything that you have stole for them to have, that they may truly know that you are the head of their life. Lord, we decree this word. We declare it as a word that comes straight from the kingdom. It will go forth, and it will and should not go void, but it is accomplished word. Man and woman, God, we bless you. We thank you for being with us here at HNLC Studios. Join us for Praying Hands Ministry with Evangelist Alan Carter. For all those who are with us and those online on the station, we thank you guys and we love you guys. Hey, look, y'all take care and have a beautiful afternoon.
Amen. God be blessed. Amen.